And of course, Kenia has grown ever since then, and is a thriving little town today.
Is it true that Kenia is built on the side of a mountain or the top of a mountain?
Well, no, we're not on the top of one, but we're it's one of the highest points on the Southern Railroad between Atlanta and Washington, D.C.
But as you drive up from Athens and are coming up what we call Dix Hill, it looks as if you see the town of Kenia on the slope or the side of a mountain.
Well, we are on a big hill. It's in this mountains all around us.
And we usually say we're going to drive over or down to Dacoa.
To Dacoa, that's right. And Kurhi Mountain is one of the larger mountains near Dacoa, Georgia.
Is it true that a couple of the highest mountain and the great locomotive?
Yes, they were.
Could you tell us something about the areas they filmed in and some of the different for years in this area?
Yes, it was a train on the Tallulah Falls Railroad then, which has now been abandoned. And it was made up near Clayton, Georgia. And there were a good many local people in the movie. And Susan Hayward was the star of the movie.
And there was one little community close by here that was used a lot in it that they used the church from. What was it called?
I think that was called Mossy Creek. Mossy Creek Campground. And then one of the oldest churches in this era is at Clarksville, Georgia, the Episcopal Church.
And this was also used in the movie, wasn't it?
Yes, I think they had a wedding at this particular little church.
Was there anything else about the community that you'd like to share with us?
Not that I recall right now.
Well, before we finish our conversation, is there anything else about your family and your family life that you would like to share also? Something about maybe as far back as you can remember when you were little, some things that stand out in your mind or things that happened to you?
Well, we were a real happy family. There were seven children, and my mother and daddy, there were five girls and two boys. And of course, I was the oldest one, and I started to school when I was about five and a half. Then, with you, didn't have to be 6 years old before you started school. And my teacher lived next door to us, and her father was Colonel Wade, and he would hitch up his horse and buggy every morning and take his daughter and to school, and they would stop by and pick me up. And so I thought I was a real fortunate little girl to get to ride to school on a horse and buggy. And I was always real active, and one time I was about 7 years old, and my brother and I were out in the front yard playing with the old type lawnmower, and we had it turned over and were pulling it and